Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, everybody. This week, we're going to be talking about something that's hard to wrap your mind around, right? Why God doesn't rescue us. If you are a Christian and you're familiar with the Bible, there is countless stories, right, of miraculous things that happen when God comes in and parts a sea and rescues people. And David with Goliath. We read these things, and then in our life, a Goliath shows up. Or we get to the edge of the lake, and we see an impossible sea that we need to cross, and God doesn't show up. I wanted to discuss that today because I get a lot of questions regarding my faith and why I still have faith and belief and hope when, you know, we did everything right and Clint still passed away and life didn't go as we planned and we didn't get rescued. It's something that people reach out to me for often. And I know that it might seem right now that you're facing an impossible Goliath and God's not there to help you. But I have been able to, you know, I'm going on year six since Clint has passed away, but I'm able to see God there and rest in my life, rescuing me in other ways that I didn't quite see at the time. In Isaiah chapter 43, verses 2 and 3, it says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Then he goes on to say, "For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior." And for me, reading the stories of the Bible and being raised on that, it a lot of times Jesus' miracles were literal, right? But I have felt in my life that Jesus and my Savior, Heavenly Father, God, whatever you believe in, they're there for us and they're helping us on the spiritual side. I have crossed through on the dry ground of my Red Sea because I am here and I'm happy and I have faith and hope, and I just have this burning feeling in my soul that God is there for me, and I know it. And I have looked back and seen so many times in my life that God has rescued me from my Goliaths, and whether those Goliaths are myself, most of the time they are my negative bad attitudes, depression, hopelessness, faithlessness. So many times God has been there for me as I've turned to him. God will not force himself upon you. He can't. That's not his jam. That's not how he rolls. He has this special sacred thing that he's given us called free agency. So we can choose. But I have seen in my life, as I have chose to turn to God, I've been able to get miracles and help in the ways that I need them. And it's taken me a bit to get to that point to feel that peace and comfort in my heart and my soul. But even it was even while Clint was alive. I mean, once he became terminal, it was like we gripped our hands so tight to the steering wheel of faith. And we were like, we will do everything we can to deserve a miracle, right? And it's not until we shifted our mindset to whatever God's will is, we have faith in. And when we had that mind shift, then I was able to not feel this pressure, and I know Clint was the same, like to get better. It was this pressure and this ease that it was like, oh, you could almost take a breath, you know, and feel like you weren't carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders. Because God is there lifting the weight. And once I gave that trust and that faith up to God, that it's like, okay, if he dies, then I'll be okay. If he lives, then we'll be ecstatic. But so many people got confused watching our story, and countless people reached out. Was like, how can you have faith when your life just keeps getting worse and Clint's not getting better? And it's like, I have faith because I know in those times, unexplainably, miraculously, I was given comfort and peace and hope and light in my heart. And I know that God was there for me. If you can get to a point of gratitude, that's a turning point for me that really happened. I remember one day I was really negative. I was ornery. I was depressed. I mean, here I had, you know, ran three businesses, a husband that's dying. I had three kids, a little one not even in kindergarten, my baby. And I had all right. I had every box to check for validation to have a pity party. And I remember going to God and just with anger and bitter and resentment, just like, why can't you make my life better? And it was like a thought of my own in my mind. And now I can look back and I can see that it was God. And he spoke to my mind with my own thoughts. And I heard, it's, why are you not worrying? Why are you worrying about what could happen? You're ruining the days that you have. Have faith. And it just was like a light switch moment for me where I was like, why am I postulating about all of these things when he is alive and I can look at him and squeeze him and hug him and kiss him and he's in front of me even if he's sick? That was a turning point for me. Pardon my sniffles here, but that was a turning point for me, and I knew that God helped shift my perspective in that moment. Is it to the exact same perspective that I have now, 6 years later? No. But God works line upon line. And so that was the line that I needed at that time. And for me, I shifted from what I didn't have, what I could potentially lose, to what I have and had in that moment. And I continually do that to this day. I have a long list of thank yous and gratitude that I go through in my heart every day. When you're healthy, you know, my kids are healthy, I'm healthy. I have so many blessings, and if I choose to focus on what I don't have, guaranteed recipe for depression. Like, I can diagnose it. I know exactly how to get into depression. I know exactly what to do. I know exactly what not to do, and I have learned that over trial and error for lots of years. And so I want to help you shift your mindset to gratitude. And in that, I wanted to share a list that I had made called my Camille's Thank You Cancer List. And a lot of people would think, how could you be thankful for cancer in any way? It's horrible. It's devastating, life-changing, hideous. But I have a lot of thank yous I want to say to cancer. And I want to share those with you. Number one, thank you, cancer, for enabling me to meet Clint. Without you, I never would have. And if you haven't followed my story or you're not super familiar with my story, my husband was serving a mission when he was 19 years old, and he was over in Rio, and they noticed a lump. He was tired, aching. Anyway, they found out, long story short, he came home, they removed his right hip crest, he had chondrosarcoma bone cancer. And he was only 8 months about out on his mission. And so then, 6 months out of rehab, that's when he met me. He would have still been serving a mission. And so Clint, the first time I would go around with cancer, he said, I know why I had to have cancer, and I'd have it again a million times, because I knew I got you. So thank you, Cancer, for enabling me to meet Clint, because I never would have had he not had cancer. And then we went 11 years without it. So, number two, thank you, Cancer, for making me realize that each second we have of the day is a gift. No matter how hard and horrible, it is a gift. Three, thank you, Cancer, for helping me see the best things in life are free. Even though I do love myself a nice pair of shoes and some good makeup, nothing can compare to a sunset and a warm hand of someone you love in your own. Four, thank you, Cancer, for making my children compassionate. Five, thank you, Cancer, for knitting my heart closer to my Heavenly Father. Six, thank you, Cancer, for showing me that angels do exist and they're called friends. So many times in my life, and let's just say 2 days ago, we are in this whole new area. You know, we aren't with anybody that knew us during Clint's cancer battle, but you know, he had 12 surgeries in 4 years. And so we were in and out of the hospital a lot. And so in our previous neighborhood, somebody found out that my favorite cookie was a no-bake chocolate oat peanut butter cookie that I grew up calling dog poo cookies. the joke would be we would get home from one of our surgeries and there'd be dog poop on our front porch. And it was just this funny, like amazing no-bake cookie that I love. And it would just make me feel so loved when that neighbor was so thoughtful and did that. Almost every single surgery that Clint had when we got home, that was there for us. And fast forward now, 6 years later, Father's Day is hard. I'm sitting there with my boys. It's the evening. You kind of wonder, you know, is Clint proud of us? Is he watching out still for us? You know, is he there? And a knock on the door came, and it was these neighbors down the street that don't really know us. And So Wyatt comes in the living room, and him and I are on a Harry Potter binge. And he's like, "Mom, look what the neighbors brought," you know, and this was a plate. And I looked at it, and it's a plate of chocolate chip, or no, it was a plate of chocolate peanut butter oat, like dog poo cookies on a plate. And I just sat there and looked at him, and I just knew, like, that Clint was like, "I'm proud of you, and I'm there for you." And it was a sign, I believe. So we can be angels for each other. And I touched on this a couple YouTube videos ago, but angels do exist and they're called friends, and as well as angels that are in heaven. But those neighbors were hands for an angel for the day. And anyway, it was neat. I didn't know it would be such a tearjerker. I'm a mess this week. Seven, thank you, Cancer, for making me aware that our bodies are gifts, aware that we are far more capable than we could ever comprehend, aware of the miracle of life, its special moments I'm blessed enough to get every day. And that helps me show up. That thank you is huge. I'm able to work out when I don't want to. I'm able to do difficult things because I know every day is a gift, even if it's a crappy day. Which leads me to number eight. Even if it's a horrible, terrible, no good, very bad day, thank you, Cancer, for teaching me to realize that I am alive and that I am lucky. So remember, this week, God promises his presence and not always his rescue. God promises hope, not always deliverance. God promises strength when you're weak. I challenge you this week to look back on your hard times and see the thank yous in your life. And when you do, you'll be able to more fully move forward with hope, peace, faith, and happiness. I love you guys. And if you need help moving through anything that you're stuck with, you can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. I love, and it's a passion in my life, to be able to help those that have experienced grief, loss, disappointment, move through their hard and grow if you're stagnant. So check out my website if you're interested in that, CamilleBauer.com. But I love you guys. I'm thankful for you. And remember this week to think of your thank yous.